This is Marketplace. I'm Kimberly Adams. The American West is dealing with an ongoing drought that scientists say in some places is the worst in more than 1,000 years. Conditions are dry from California all the way to the Gulf Coast of Texas. And in a region that depends on water from reservoirs, the levels in many of them are shockingly low. For example, in South Texas, along the lower Rio Grande, 2 reservoirs supply water to both sides of the border. For the past few years, they've struggled to remain even half full. And right now, one of them, the Falcon International Reservoir, is just 15% full. That's scary news for farmers in the region who grow sugarcane, cotton, citrus, and a whole host of other crops. Marketplace's Andy Euler took a trip there to hear from some of them.
Driving between rows of sugarcane on his farm in San Benito, Texas, Sam Simmons tells me this year's crop just isn't in great shape. We get out of his pickup and take a look.
They're basically a section of cane that grows every about 10 to 14 days. And the length of it is according to how much moisture there is.
He says during a normal year, the sections, called barrels, might be 6 to 8 inches long.
But we didn't have enough moisture to really keep it growing rapidly.
He points to a plant nearby where the barrels are less than half the length they should be.
Well, that's probably 3. Some of those are 3. Maybe this one might be 3.5.
That means this cane will produce a lot less sugar.
This field normally should produce around 40 tons of raw sugar cane.
In a normal year, he guesses that would translate to about 8,000 pounds of sugar. But this year, he says, if he were a sugar buyer making an offer,
I wouldn't offer more than about 5,000 pounds. Really? So it's probably 40% off. And that I can basically say due to lack of irrigation water.
Pray for rain has always been a common refrain in these parts. Farmers down here can't control what comes from the sky. But until recently, water coming out of the reservoirs along the Rio Grande has made up the difference. That's by law. Specifically, a treaty with Mexico from 1944. And Simmons says right now his sugar cane is suffering because the Mexican government isn't keeping its end of the bargain.
The real fight is with Mexico, them living up to their treaty obligations.
The treaty requires Mexico to deliver to the United States enough water to make up for the lack of rainfall on about 100 farms the size of Simmons's every year, on average.
But the way that it's interpreted and the way that it's enforced is they basically have 5 years.
Brian Jones is state director of the Texas Farm Bureau for the Rio Grande Valley.
And it doesn't matter if it all comes on the 5th year or what, even though that, they're severely lacking through these first 2 years of this cycle.
According to the International Boundary and Water Commission, over the past 2 years, Mexico has only delivered a third of the amount of water that farmers had been expecting. The Mexican embassy in Washington didn't respond to a request for comment. The lack of water isn't just stunting sugarcane crops in the area, though. It's hurting corn and soybeans, cotton and sorghum. There's also a bunch of citrus growers down here. Dale Murden's one of them. This grove just south of Harlingen already took a hit during the winter freeze in 2021. Murden says it's holding its own these days, but he's worried about having enough water before the harvest. Even as his own crops are suffering, though, he understands that Mexican water commissioners are in a tough position. Things aren't much wetter on their side of the border, and there are lots of farmers upriver who get water from the Rio Grande, too.
You know, that's a lot of different people to try to get together for the common good, and it's a challenge.
And Murden knows climate change is only making the problem worse.
I've noticed things drying out a lot quicker lately. I had 4 inches last month and 4 inches the month before, but things are just dry. We're really drying out quick for some reason, so that concerns me a little bit.
And if the drought continues or gets even worse, Murden says he might have to sell his farmland. That would probably mean a whole bunch of new homes and apartment buildings here instead of grapefruit and orange groves. In Harlingen, Texas, I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.